My name is Jennifer Boyko, and I am at the University of Connecticut Department of Statistics. I'm in my fourth year of graduate school, and the title of my thesis is Multiple Imputation in Three Stages. Here goes the 2-minute explanation of my thesis. Hey researchers, have you ever gone to look at your data at the end of a study and found that you have some missing data points? Maybe one of your subjects dropped out, or maybe a participant refused to answer one of your carefully thought out survey questions? Well, that's called missing data, and that's where I come in. I work in the statistical subfield of missing data. That is, I'm the person who figures out what you should do with your incomplete data sets. One thing we usually don't want to do is remove observations that are incomplete. Think about it. Do you really want to remove potentially useful data that was costly and time-consuming to obtain? Better to use a well-documented missing data method. The one I work with is known as multiple imputation. In multiple imputation, we impute or fill in the missing values with plausible values. I know it sounds like we're just making data up or using some form of black magic, but what we're really doing is randomly drawing the missing values based on the probability distribution of the observed data. We repeat the imputation process several times, hence the multiple part of multiple imputation, and average our parameter estimates of interest over all of the completed data sets using special combining rules. These combining rules help us account for the variability that occurs when we impute the data, and that's why we impute more than once. My thesis is titled Multiple Imputation in Three Stages. Why three stages, you might ask? Well, two stages has already been done, and generalizing to n stages may prove so complicated that I might never graduate. What I mean by three stages is essentially allowing for three types of qualitatively different missing values. For instance, say you have some subjects who are missing due to dropout, some who miss only one follow-up visit, and some subjects who forgot to report their age. These three types of missing data should be treated differently when imputing the data. Essentially, I'm performing multiple imputation three times and coming up with the unique combining rules that apply to this situation. Then I'll be applying the theory to some real data to see how well it works. Well, at least that's the plan. My future success could be considered one more form of missing data.